الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. Carrying on with these important lessons of ours regarding how to build ourselves towards a perfect and complete salah, which in reality, in this world, it's impossible that our salah will reach through perfection. But as a person improves his salah, as we have learned, and we do the proper mashq, we do our practice regularly, daily, and as a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he'll realize, my salah is still very, very weak. And the more a person will realize that where am I in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a sign that a person is progressing. And this beautiful bayan of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed, rahmatullah alayh, that how a person can progress towards perfecting his salah. And as we have learned, that all our success lies in our perfection of salah. And we are busy with the third sabak, coming to the end of the third sabak with regard to ruku, qawma and sujood. And we learned already that how when a person is in sajda, then he is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in close proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right as if he is kissing the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he goes in a state of ecstasy, in total love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhana rabbi al-ala. At that time a person doesn't think, particularly in all other namazas besides faras, that now whether I should read it 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, now you are just in the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to a person's capacity, that's how much a person now will recite this dua in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, we read that Hazrat says, whenever now we should understand and realize that Allahu Akbar kahe, us Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko isi tarah samjhe ke ek bar awwal mein samjhata. That when a person says Allahu Akbar in all the, when he's changing his postures, then all the time he should keep in mind the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality of this Allahu Akbar from the start, that when we realize before we entered the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I've got a royal invitation directly from the kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest of all, that great being who doesn't need me, I am totally in need of him. And that great being who is going to shower me with unlimited favors. So if a person all the time keeps this in mind, and see how Allah Ta'ala is reminding us in every rakat, not just one time, every posture, this repetition, that realize Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala is the only one that can see to my needs and is seeing to my needs. Allah Ta'ala is the only muhsini haqiqi. My real benefactor is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this Allahu Akbar has to be filled with all this. This capsule of ours should not be empty. Otherwise, Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Allahu Akbar that is empty, it can't even scare a fly. But that Allahu Akbar which is full with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will shake buildings. That Allahu Akbar will chase away armies. Can we imagine, as it is mentioned, that the one Allahu Akbar of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and the whole Ummat's Allahu Akbar one side cannot compare. What that Allahu Akbar was filled with the Tawheed, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time we say this Allahu Akbar, this reality should come in our hearts that Allah is the greatest. Allah is my benefactor. So when a person realizes this, then inshallah one nara will change the whole world. Further, Hazrat explains this we have learned already, but this reality should come in us also, that ruku mein nazar paav par jamaye rakhe, aur Allah Ta'ala ki kibriyai aur barai aur apni zillat ka tasawwur kare. That now when you go in ruku, as we learned, it is mustahab that you should look at your feet. And at that time realized that I humbled myself in front of Allah. Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. Allah Ta'ala's grandeur is so high. And I am so low. I am the useless servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then a person sees that in front of Allah, the greatness of Allah, when it penetrates the heart, a person sees it clearly manifest in the world. That whether it is the kings, whether it is the great ulama, muftiyan, whether it is judges, whether it's whoever it is, when one Allahu Akbar is said, everybody bows down and realize this is our reality. That we are worth absolutely nothing in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We see you go to Haramain Sharifain, this time of the year, Hajj time, it is full, 3-4 million people. One Allahu Akbar, the Imam says, and everybody bows down, acknowledges. And in this way we should acknowledge that, oh Allah, I am just your useless, humble servant. Realize our uselessness and realize the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And similarly, when a person now sajda mein naak par nazar rakhe aur apni hakarat aur khaksari ka tasawwur kare. And when a person now goes into the sajda, the closeness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, your climax of namaz, but on the same time, you realize what is my climax, that I realize I am the lowest of low. I am the most useless. I am the most inferior servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the greatness. Where is my intelligence? I put my intelligence also down. My beauty, my face which I regard as, I put my beauty also down. In front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, where can we compare to the jamal, the beauty of Allah? Where can we compare to the greatness of Allah? So a person realizes that I am, keep this in mind. And in sajda, as Hazrat says, try and keep your eyes focused on your nose. Don't close your eyes. This is a bit difficult, and generally we tend to close our eyes to gain concentration. But more important than concentration is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will give you, this will give us value in namaz. And all this, how we will really get this, and Hazrat Yeh mentions in the end of this sabak, in arkan ki bhi achi tarah mashq karne ke baad ab agla sabak shuru kare. Hazrat says that all these postures we have spoken about, ruku, qawma, sujood, that you have to practice it properly. Take out time in your nawafil namaz and practice this, then only go to the next sabak. But as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali has done us a great favor, that if we have to practice this after every sabak, Ramadan Sharif will go. And we will be still at the first sabak. But Hazrat has done these sabaks for us, so we should realize that urge should be now in our heart, that I must practice my namaz. When I go home, I must take out my time also and practice my namaz daily. Without practice, this thing is impossible. Hazrat said, "Ye bar bar isliye likhi jati hai ke usko aasan aur mamooli samajhte hue tabiyat aage chalne ka takaza karti hai." Hazrat says, "Why are we repeating that you must keep on practice? Because he says our nature is such that we say, ah, it's simple. I know these points. I know in ruku I must look at my feet, in sajda I must look at, but all this reality to come, that will not just come without practice. Our nature is such, is very simple, but the demand is that we should practice upon it. Kyunki magar yaad rakhe ke samajh mein aa jana aur baat, aur amal mein aa jana dusri baat, ke mashq ke baghair waqt par yaad aa jana mumkin nahi. That Hazrat says that yaad rakh, remember this important point, ke samaj mein aa jana, to understand it now, that you know it came in your mind, you understand, we intelligent people, we know it, but for it to come into practice, that is the reality. And this is why we have come here, and this is the reality of tasawwuf, not some big story. Tasawwuf is maalumat ko maamulat banana. Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has put it such a simple capsule, and this is the reality of life. Ma'lumat, what we know, what we have learned from our madrasa days, we have learned our maktab days. But let me see myself, do introspection, and all of us, how much did I put it into practice? So this reality, this practice has to come into us. Otherwise we just take it for granted and we think I know. And then we'll see, the now few namazas will be about conscious. After that, back to normal again. We forget. And this is so simple to put into practice. Hazrat says, it's like when a person learning to drive, then initially they give him a whole sheet, 10, 13 points.
That you must open the car like this, you must start the car like that, you must engage the gear like this, you must check the indicators, all when studying it on theory, it's a very long story, it looks so difficult. And initially while you are a learner driver, even you got your learner's license, but you haven't practiced, you're still not even fit for the road. Alone you can't be on the road, somebody has to be guiding you. But once you get it into you, and you do it, and you put it into practice, you'll forget the theory also, but you'll know the reality, you'll know exactly what is the rule of the road also. So similarly in our salah, when we do it, initially this theory we have learned, we think about it, but as we practice it, we'll see it's a natural thing. Just before azan already, you think it's time for salah. Let me go and make my istinja properly. Let me make my wuzu properly. Mentally you're preparing your mind. Your clothes are not clean or whatever. You put on your proper clothes. I'm going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come to the masjid, it's a nature. It will become your nature. Yeah, that, and this is what is actually the crux of the tasawwuf. Umuri tab'iyya, umuri shar'iyya, umuri tab'iyya banjai. That the laws of Allah should become your second nature. It should be part of you. That when you come to the masjid, just naturally you read the dua, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Rabbi ikhfil li zunubi, waftah li abwaab rahmatik. Making the niyat of itikaf. While you're entering, it's just natural. But this will come with practice. And we find our mashayikh has taught all the mureedin how to perform salah. And this was the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz as you saw me performing namaz. So namaz, if a person just looks at the theory, from kitabs you'll get the knowledge of namaz. But the reality of namaz you won't get from kitabs. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the reality of deen, Allah ta'ala has given deen in kitabullah. Quran Kareem is our deen. But to understand deen, Allah ta'ala said, Sirat al-ladina namta alayhim. The path of those people are favored. That the rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our deen comes with nakal, with imitation. When we see our elders, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see, perform namaz as you saw me performing namaz. Today Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not present, but the vicegerents, the khalifas of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are present, and the system of Allah, Allah will keep the system till the day of Qiyamah. When Allah ta'ala has given this command, whatever command Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this is the command of Allah, it will remain. And whoever follows the system of naqal, imitation, that person will get through deen. Otherwise, even you can be a great alim and a big allama, and you just do tahqiqat, only research all the time. Researching so much in the kitabs, but you don't follow your elders, then you take out all your own meanings. And you go totally astray. And what idea you will come out of deen is something else. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, today we see even the Arab world, they have changed the idea and the concept of amama. Amama, the whole world knows. Oh, you see all the Moroccans, the Sham, people in Syria, everybody knows Amama is how we wear it on our head, the right way, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. But they have changed the concept of Amama, that no, you just put a rumal on your head, you just put a scarf, and whatever style they want to put in, that is Amama. Because if you want to make your own tahqiq and own research of deen, you'll give your own concepts of deen. And today this is what is happening. The Salafis will tell you, no, you don't need your elders. You can understand deen. And today they are promoting this so much, giving you English Bukhari Sharif, enticing you to go on the internet, etc. But that will get totally lost. Without knuckle, without imitating our pious, we will be totally out of context. And like we see Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and not only out of context, a person will be led to ta'rif. That is, you changing the deen of Allah. Zindaka, you giving your own ideas of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even you can be outwardly a great alim, but you'll teach people your own ideas. Whereas reality, and this is actually when a person fariqs as an alim, Hazrat says so beautifully, when you completed your alim course and you get a certificate, it's not that they gave you a certificate that you read all the kitabs. It's a certificate that you learned from your ustad. And that ustad learned from his ustad. And practically what they learned, this is the certificate. That now you will be following your aslaf, you will be following your elders, then you remain on deen. If you don't follow your elders, you will never remain on deen, you will go totally lost. And we see this was the practice from time immemorial. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu went to Kufa, then people asked him that, oh Hazrat Ali radiallahu, show us the wuzu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't give a long bayan and say that, and the theory he explained. He said, bring me a jug of water, a lota, and a small jug. And on the minbar, practically he demonstrated how to make wuzu. So to learn how to make wuzu, azan, salah, all these things practically we have to learn. But sadly today we are very weak. And we know, many of us will remember in madrasa, practically we were taught how to make wuzu. Practically we were taught how to make salah, etc. And that's why we understand how valuable is the makatib. But today our makatib systems are fading away. Pushing it into the school system and not even the importance of those knowledge, it must come into practice. But thus we are losing our way here. So Hazrat teaches us that very, very important to understand this reality. Otherwise a person will get totally lost. And also another aspect to understand this, Allahu Akbar, is like when a person, if he doesn't go to the mashayikh, and he doesn't go to the learned scholars who's got the love of Allah, and who's got practical deen in their lives, then that person who finishes an alim course, even in a darul ulum, very great, he came out first also, very good student, but he is still like a kacha kebab. That kebab that is not fried. And if somebody gives you kacha kebab, it looks fried, but it's still not fried. And you just put one taste in your mouth, you spit it out. You say this kebab is still kacha. But when you start frying that kebab, that means you go after you do your alim course, you sit, you do your islah, you do your spiritual reformation, you sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take the new, one is ilme nabuwat, and one is nure nabuwat. The knowledge of nabuwat you get from kitabs, you get from darul ulums, like we learned our basic masail in the maktab, etc. But now to get that reality, that current to come into our heart that we practice upon, that you have to get from the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come in their company and they will start frying us, Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, that when the kawab is starting to get fried already, the smell is so beautiful, it will make a banya also a Muslim. And he'll also say, no, I must also start eating kebabs. So when that kebab is really fried and is presented on the table, Allahu Akbar, now who doesn't want to eat that kebab? So when that alim, and when we go through the scores, and you become fried, now everybody enjoys you. Now you enjoy your deen yourself. And not just your deen, you enjoy your life yourself. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and realize that how important is this reality, that deen has come through naqal, through tradition. Also this very, very important aspect, which today the Salafis want to, must guide us. And they say, look at the hadith. Hadith is one thing and sunnat is something else. Sunnat is the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which has come from naqal. Hadith, you get maybe a certain hadith that on an odd occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did a certain thing. On an odd occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for some reason didn't stand and urinated. That is not the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So sunnat we have to learn from our elders. And according to the elders of our time, in this zamana we have to learn sunnat from our elders of our time. Not we can't now think of sunnat of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That time and this time is two different things. So we have to learn sunnat according to our elders of our time. And how fortunate are we? Such a great wali of Allah. Allah has blessed us with such a share. And as I said, this is the command of Allah. So the system of Allah, Allah will keep in the world all these mashayikh. People can try as much as they want to, but the system of Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, there will be a man, a group, that will remain firm on the deen that was taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we follow them, then we'll be following the right deen. Otherwise today there's lot of different models of Islam, and a lot of different ideologies of Islam, which in reality, it's not Islam. So let us get the correct Islam, and this is what is the correct Islam. We can't make enough shukr. Allah has connected us to the ulama-i Dioban. Allah Ta'ala has connected us to the right sources. So let us remain firm and following this, and this is the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the true sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are commanded in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man tamassaka bi sunnati, whoever holds firm on my sunnat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say who holds firm on my hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said who holds firm on my sunnat. That is the proper understanding of deen, the proper practice of deen. And this is what we have to get. So if we practice this, inshallah, and we correct our salah, our whole deen will become correct. And salah can only become correct when we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person has understood the greatness of salah, and now you have started your salah also, now you in the process of salah, and now you realize how Allah ta'ala is so kind, it has accepted my request. Now you just bow down to Allah, you go into your ruku, and then you just want to get at the feet of Allah. You can't help just falling at the feet of Allah. How kind is Allah? You go into your sajda, all this you have done. Now the end, you coming to the end of your salah, the fourth sabak, qada or salam. Qada, the last sitting position in salah. And the salam, what is the reality of this? So after you have begged for hidayat, and you begged for your needs, etc., and you are right at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, so to say, gave you the opportunity, right to be at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala towards the end, what is the reality and how you should now return from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis waqt ye banda ardash aur ta'zim aur arz-e-hajat aur tasbih mawafiq apne hausle ke kar chuka to qabiliyat baithne ki hasil ki. Allahu Akbar. Now when a person has presented his presentation in front of Allah, that means his needs, Allah Ta'ala taught us, present our Surah Fatiha. Our greatest need is Sirati Mustaqim. So we presented this need to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And what great honor, thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's greatness, presented all our needs. We may read the tasbih, the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and each person according to his ability. How much we progress, how much we make our insight, that's how much we'll get this enjoyment and close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala says, now you are fit enough to sit in front of me. That now you have presented your need and you have praised me so much. Now Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunity, now you sit in qada. Although the reality is what? That we see even in front of great kings, in front of great personalities. When you come in front of them, you don't just sit. You did your work, now you stand up immediately. But here Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that a person should realize and understand this reality. Allah is giving me the opportunity to sit in front of Him. Still, but I don't deserve it. I'm not fit to be sitting in front of Allah. Where me and the great kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. To agar che baitna samne aise baadsha ali ja ke tab ke adab hai. Although outwardly to sit in the court of the greatest of greatest king, is against respect. You're not supposed to be sitting when you know, and especially when you got the awe, you got the greatness of Allah in your heart, you don't sit down. In front of your own sheikh, you don't sit. In front of your kings, you don't sit. Yeah, in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you are still sitting. Outwardly, it looks like disrespect, but in reality, it's not disrespect. Why? Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity for two more things. What is it? Masalan, jis waqt sahib-e paav apna daraz kare, اور یہ بندہ خدمت کی پابوسی کی اس پر لازم ہے بجا لاوے یا یہ کہ منتظر حکم کا ہے. That you are two more things, that now you are sitting with this anxiousness, so to say Allah Ta'ala is going to spread his feet out. And now you're going to engage in the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're still going to take that last opportunity. So, and don't think as Allah ta'ala as a human being. Think of the greatness of Allah. That now I was right at the, I was right close to Allah. So to say, kissing the feet of Allah. Now I wish I can be making the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn here, what is this khidmat also while you are sitting in that position. So one is, it's not disrespect because you are hopeful. You are anxious. Allah Ta'ala is going to spread out His feet. And it will become incumbent upon me now to make the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, I'm waiting. Is there another command of Allah? Whatever command of Allah, I am your slave, O Allah. I am prepared. Happily, I will fulfill your command. So with those two things in mind, outwardly you're sitting, it looks like disrespect, but in reality it is the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is further honoring us, that no, I will stretch my feet, so to say. You engage in the making my khidmat, and you engage and you just wait for the second command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when that khidmat of Allah, lekin is maqam ko bhi ibadat se khali nahi rakhna chahiye. Don't, that sitting of yours, that last position of sitting, don't leave it void that you just sit and wait. No, don't keep it empty of ibadat. At that time also you engage in great ibadat because you have been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the court of a great king, you're not supposed to be sitting. But here out of these two great reasons, Allah has honored us and Allah ta'ala has given us this opportunity. So a person should realize and a person should now be sitting and making ibadat. And what is the ibadat we should be doing at that time? Allahu Akbar. Khali nahi rakhna chahiye ke tohfa, durood aur salam aur parna tashahud ka mukarrar hai. That now you present the gifts of salat and salam. Durood you present of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you present to tashahud. This has been stipulated and taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the ibadat you're going to do now in your last qaida, while you're waiting, Allah ta'ala, you're sitting in the close proximity of Allah, and you're waiting for the next command of Allah, now you engage in this great ibadat of presenting tashahud, presenting durood and salam. And what is durood tashahud? Allahu Akbar. And what is durood and salam is something that a person will be overtaken with enjoyment when you have to read this with this reality. That now a person reads istara attahiyatu lillah wassalawatu wattayyibat Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explains that the so to say, our Dada Shaykh explained that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he got this great opportunity of the Miraj, the close proximity of Allah, and as it is mentioned, it is not maybe a hadith, but it is the fact and reality. When we make our salah a real salah, then a person, when you at the in sajda, so to say, at the feet of Allah, you will be by the arsh of Allah. You'll be in your Miraj, you'll Miraj, you'll be righted by Allah Ta'ala, and you realize, and this is what we have to build, this is the tasawwuf, that the kayfiyat of ihsan, antabudu Allah ka'annaka tara, fa'illam takun tara fa'innahu yarak, that build ourselves to know that I can see Allah Rabbul Izzah. If you can't, Allah is definitely watching me. And I know Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And Allah Ta'ala is watching me with the eye of great favor and love and kindness. So a person realizes. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that close proximity, so to say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has presented three great praises to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ya Allah, you granted me this very great closeness. So attahiyatu lillah. Oh Allah, all my verbal praises, all my verbal ibadat, whatever verbal ibadat you give me the opportunity and tawfiq to do, it all belongs to you, O Allah. Wa salawat, and O Allah, all my bodily ibadat, this body you have given me, the ability you give me, whatever I do, it will be only and only solely for you. And this is, as Hazrat teaches us, our niyat is being reaffirmed all the time. And we have to re-establish our niyat in our hearts, that the oneness of Allah. Whatever I do is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam further offered, وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ O Allah, all my monetary dealings, all the wealth, it doesn't be you have given me. So whatever wealth I've got, I'll only use it for you, O Allah. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat, when Allah Ta'ala heard this presentation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, in return Allah Ta'ala replied. And what a beautiful reply that Allah Ta'ala gave three in'amat, three special favors to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. As the system of Allah Ta'ala is jaza'u wifaqa. According to your presentation, your action, Allah Ta'ala accordingly rewards you. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to reward us, but Allah Ta'ala, and this was the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in return Allah gave this favors to the whole ummah. That Allah Ta'ala says, you say all your verbal praises are for me, then in return, O my Nabi, assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi, all salamati, all peace only for you. When all you offered verbal praises, so in return verbal action, that is all peace, all. So we also want peace, we want comfort in our life, we want goodness. And as Hazrat has explained the beautiful meaning of As-Salam, that when, and Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh's son, he says when Salam was common in the Ummah, there wasn't problems in the Ummah. There wasn't sicknesses in the Ummah. Salam has left us, all the problems has come. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala presents to Nabi Kareem Sawasam that all salam upon you. And now when you saying, oh my beloved Nabi, that all your bodily ibadat for me also, then in return, wa rahmatullah, we will send mercies upon you. We will bless you with special mercies, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when you say, At-tayyibat, all your monetary ibadat for me also, all your wealth for me, in return what we will give you, wa barakatu. And not, this is the plural Allah brought, that not just barakat, not just blessings, barakatu. Lot of blessings, and Hazrat says so beautifully, according to our mizaj, Allah Ta'ala has given us our deen. That when it comes to barakat, everybody makes dua, Maulana make barakat. Make dua for barakat. And we think barakat is only fulus must come in. The tell must be running. This is real barakat. When you get this closeness of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, all the tells you'll forget about. Now you're in a different world. Now you're in a real world. Right? You're in alim-e-ghayb. You're in alim-e-akhirat now. You're in a different world. What you worried of the tells or anything? So Allah Ta'ala says in return, wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. All, as much as blessings you want, we will bless you with unlimited blessings, O my beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immediately, look at Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in that close proximity with Allah, that love speech with Allah Ta'ala, we, Allah Akbar, ask a person, his nikah is made, he can't wait when the guest can go away. I'm just want to get my delivery of my bride. And when the bride, and he's with his bride in the room, he forgets his father, everybody, locks the room. Nobody must even knock and make a noise. And if somebody knocks, I'm busy. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of love, and the person who knows how to love Allah Rabbul Izzat, in that close proximity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not forget the Ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately said, oh Allah, when you are favoring me with all these favors, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. That, oh Allah, make all these favors of yours, that is all your salamati, all your peace, all your ease and comforts, oh Allah, all your rahmat, all your special blessings, oh Allah, for me, for As-salamu alayna upon all of us, the whole ummah, oh Allah. And particularly in the ummah, wa ala ibadillahi salihin, particularly the pious servants in the ummah, give them specially these special favors, Allahu Akbar. So look at the kindness of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasam. From this, how shouldn't we be die-hard lovers of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How shouldn't we be aspiring to following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately taught of us, and taught particularly of the pious servants of Allah. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says, that if you want the du'as of the pious servants all the time, if you want the du'as of all the musallis of the world all the time, then just make little effort to come in to come into the register of the pious servants of Allah. That means make an application and come into the register of the pious servants. And how this is? Very, very simple. That a person starts performing his tahajjud namaz. A person who performs tahajjud namaz, it is mentioned as a register Allah Ta'ala has kept, and one malaika is writing the names from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of Qiyamah, the names of the pious people, and who are those? Those people who perform tahajjud salam. So, and Hazrat has explained so beautifully, if we think what Maulana is talking, me tahajjud namaz, Ramzan, somehow I managed to get up in the atmosphere is there, but tahajjud namaz 3-4 o'clock, Hazrat says, no, one of the easiest namaz is tahajjud. Tahajjud namaz starts the moment you read your faraz namaz and your 2 rakat sunnati muakkada, time of tahajjud has started already. That is the starting time. The best time is 3-4 o'clock. And Hazrat says so beautifully that time when you read tahajjud is like eating a simple meal, dal roti. And when you get up 3-4 o'clock, that will be biryani. But don't be in the hope that, no, me, I only eat biryani, I don't eat dal, roti, I don't eat simple food, and you leave out this, and your eyes don't even wake up. An intelligent person is who starts with the starter pack. And our Shaykh says so beautifully that we take the part of the weak people. People like myself, that at least start with the starter pack. And the starter pack is, after you read your two sunnati muakkada, you are in the masjid, you got wuzu, just read another 2-4 rakats with the niyat of tahajjud. Now even if your name is not on top of the list of the tahajjud guzars, but your name will be somewhere in that register. And you are counted now of the ibadah salihin. And the system of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala has made the geographical system and the time of the whole world, somewhere in the world, all the time, azans are taking place, namaz is taking place. So all the time you will be getting the dua, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And upon all the pious servants, you will be getting the dua of all the musallis of the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize what a beautiful deen, what a Allahu Akbar. And how Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. When this scene took place, malaika were overtaken with joy. Malaika went into the trance and they announced, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That we testify that this is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. There is nobody worthy of worship besides Allah. This is the great Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we testify that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave, he is the servant of Allah, and he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how beautifully this dua was presented. And then Allahu Akbar. Further we'll learn some important aspects here. Padna tahiyyat ka kaade pehle aur dusre mein wajib hai. To read this tahiyyat, that is to read the tashahud in the first sitting and the second sitting. To read it is wajib, That we should read it. If you must it out, you'll have to make sajda istahwa. Aur baithna kaade pichle mein baqadre padne attahiyat ke faraz hai. And to sit in the last sitting position of namaz, the last attahiyat, to sit for the duration that it takes you to read attahiyat, that is faraz. To read it is not, to read it is wajib. But to sit in the last posture of namaz for the duration that it will take you to read attahiyat, that is faraz. And as we learn, this is actual concentration. To know what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. When we know these things, then we are already in concentration. That I know now I'm sitting, it is faraz. I'm reading attahiyat is wajib. And as we mentioned also, when we know all these different aspects, then according to our life also, we can do. Sometimes you in a hurry, or you don't have sufficient wuzu of water, you make the farais of wuzu. If we know these things, so we have to learn these things, and we have to try and keep on revising it, and know this reality. اور مضمون قاعدہ آخر کے اس طرح سمجھے کہ یہ وقت دربار کے رخصت کا ہے. And we should understand this discussion of this final sitting, that what was the discussion that took place, this attahiyat. You should understand it in this way, that now it is the time to leave Allah, to leave the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how when a person comes in the start, salam, and then in the end, aujos, and then the kemchos, and then all that. So at the similarly, when we came, we read our sana, etc. And then we presented our talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the end again, salam. In this way, a person says, assalamu alayka, karke bahar aana chahiye. By saying, assalamu alayka, now you come out of the close proximity of Allah. You're leaving the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur assalamu alayka, us darbar ke sahib ka, ye hai, attahiyatu lillah. What is the salam to Allah ta'ala? That you present your tashahud. And you present this beautiful presentation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baad uske salam Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam par hai. After that you present durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. In this way, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aur apne waaste aur sab bando ke waaste is tarah hai. And then for yourself also, and for all the servants, a presentation for us also. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. What a beautiful and complete. Baad uske tashahud hai. Aur tashahud kehte hai gawahi dene ko ye hai. Wo ye hai. After this is the presentation of tashahud. What is tashahud in reality? That you are acknowledging and you are giving firm testimony. tell testimony and you acknowledge that I have realized that deep down my heart that there is nobody for me besides only one Allah. The reality of Tawheed has to penetrate our hearts. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. Janna chahiye ki ye gawahi Tawheed ki hai ki Khuda ko ek jane aur iski bandagi mein kisi ko sharik na kare. That a person should know from the bottom of his heart that I testify with firm conviction that there is only one Allah. Only Allah Ta'ala is worthy of worship. Allah Ta'ala has got no partners. So our Tawheed is complete when we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we testify in the Zaat that Allah is one. Generally we find that even all nations, indirectly they all testify there is one God. We all believe in one God. But that is not complete Iman. That is not complete Tawheed. Complete Tawheed is we testify whatever they do. They might be worshipping others also, but they know there's one great God. Even a person who thinks he's an atheist, he says, I don't believe in God. But ask him when he's caught up in the oceans, then how he turns to that one God. He turns to Allah. So in the heart, everybody outwardly believes in one God. But our Iman is, we testify in the being, la wahdahu ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is nobody like Allah. Laysa kamithli shay. In his being there's nobody, and that is not the end of Tawheed. That is only one third. The second part of Tawheed, wahdahu, Allah Ta'ala in his sifat, in his qualities, Allah Ta'ala is unique. There is nobody. The other nations, this is where they falter totally. That in the sifat of Allah, in the qualities of Allah, and like we read in one hadith, the 99 names of Allah, these are the beautiful qualities of Allah. These are not only the qualities of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has got many, many other qualities. But to bring this iman, this yaqeen in our heart, that in the qualities of Allah also, Allah Ta'ala is totally unique. There is nobody like Allah in the giving, in distributing of food, Razzaq, in the knowledge of Allah, in the generosity of Allah, everything. Allah Ta'ala is wahdahu. Nobody like Allah. And la sharika la, that is the third part of Tawheed. That in the execution of those qualities, in Allah's af'al, Allah Ta'ala is totally unique, totally independent. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need malaika, Allah doesn't need the anbiya, Allah doesn't need anybody to execute his qualities. Allah Ta'ala is totally unique. So to bring this reality, inshallah, time is up. We'll discuss tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that to realize that now, when you have announced your tashahud and you recite Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, this is the thing that brought us into Islam. This is the thing that gave us the reality with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we have to build in the crevices of our heart. This yaqeen has to be seeping into our heart. And this you will get from the friends of Allah Ta'ala. This current will come in when this complete tawheed, this kamil tawheed must come into our heart. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As our great, great Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make this dua regularly. Ya Allah, maut na aajai jab tak ke raze tawheed se aaga na ho. That, oh Allah, don't let me leave this world until the secrets and the reality of tawheed penetrate my heart. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. So we should do this practice. Think about it and practice this. Then see the reality of namaz and what is the enjoyment of salah. And the enjoyment of deen is something else. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.